It's a lot like buying one of those luxury printers.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You get this incredible deal on the machine itself, and you're feeling great about it, right? Up until you realize the ink costs like twice as much as the actual printer.
Or, buying a boat.
Oh man, a boat is the perfect example.
Right, where the purchase price isn't the problem, but the maintenance is the real financial anchor that just drags you down.
Exactly. The sticker price is essentially a trap. And, well, that is exactly what we are focusing on for you today in this deep dive.
Because we're looking past that initial price tag.
Right. We are zooming in on owning a home on the Western Algarve coast in Portugal. Specifically, we're looking at the landscape right now in the year 2026.
And it is a fascinating landscape, honestly.
It really is. So we've got this incredibly insightful report from Estate Online as our source material today. It's titled, "What It Really Costs to Own a Home on the Western Algarve Coast in 2026." And our mission for this deep dive is to entirely ignore the closing costs.
Yeah, forget the notary fees.
All right, forget all of that. We want to explore the annual carry, the recurring quiet costs of actually holding onto that property over a decade or more.
Which, I know real estate math can sound a bit dry to some people.
Oh, I love the dry stuff. I mean, unpacking these niche, surprising facts is kind of my favorite thing.
Oh, you're going to love this report then, because it reveals a totally different way of thinking about property ownership. The secret to long-term property enjoyment isn't what you pay at the notary.
Right.
It's those quiet, predictable costs that follow.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because I want to move straight into, well, the biggest boogeyman of property ownership anywhere in the world.
Taxes.
Taxes.
Yep.
The ultimate hidden cost. Because usually this is where the reverse sticker shock gets you, right?
Oh, definitely.
In most places, you buy the house, the market goes up, and you're punished for it with insane property taxes. But in Portugal, the primary tax is the IMI, right? The municipal property tax.
Exactly, the IMI. And what's fascinating here is how they actually calculate it. It is a vital distinction. The IMI is levied on the VPT,
The VPT.
right? The rateable value assigned by the tax authority. It is fundamentally not based on the open market price that you just paid for the house.
Wait. So if I buy a beautiful villa at like open market price, the government taxes me on a completely different, much lower valuation.
Yes.
That seems wildly counterintuitive compared to how property taxes work in, well, basically every other place. Like, why would they do that?
I know it sounds crazy if you're used to the system in the US or the UK where they are constantly reassessing your house to squeeze more out of you.
Right. They practically have a guy with a clipboard hiding in your bushes.
Exactly. But in the Western Algarve, the VPT usually sits well below market value. It's based on objective construction metrics, age, zoning, not the subjective market frenzy.
Man.
And the urban rates themselves are surprisingly low. We're talking 0.3% to 0.45%.
Wow, less than 0.5%.
Right. And you don't even have to pay it all at once. The tax authority breaks it into easy installments in May, August, and November.
That is just, I mean, it's wild. But okay, I gotta ask about the elephant in the room here.
The wealth tax.
The wealth tax.
Yeah.
Because you hear about European wealth taxes and people panic.
No.
Does the government just claw back all that money with the wealth tax?
Well, they do have an additional tax, the AMI. But again, you have to remember the golden rule here.
It's based on the VPT.
Exactly. It only kicks in on the portion of the VPT that sits above 600,000 euros for a single person.
Okay, and if you're married.
For couples filing jointly, that threshold doubles to 1.2 million euros.
So let me get this straight. You don't pay a dime of this wealth tax unless the artificially low government assessment, not the market price, but the assessment, is over 1.2 million euros.
You've got it. Because the VPT lags so far behind the market, most beautiful second homes on the coast never even touch that AMI threshold.
That is incredible psychological relief.
It really is. And the tax authority makes all this totally transparent. You can know exactly what your liability is before you buy. I mean, my core belief has always been that knowledge brings peace of mind.
Yeah, completely. No nasty surprises in the mail.
Right.
Okay, so the tax man is surprisingly gentle, which naturally brings us to the physical reality of owning a home by the ocean.
Mother Nature always gets her cut.
Oh, she definitely does.
Yeah.
The coastal salt, the sun, the wind. Let's look at the actual maintenance because you really have a dilemma here when you're buying, right? The villa versus the apartment.
It is the ultimate lifestyle choice for buyers in the Algarve.
So let's talk insurance first. If I buy a standalone villa, what am I looking at?
Well, here's a fun fact. Under the Portuguese Civil Code, building insurance is legally required only for condo apartments.
Wait, really?
Yeah, legally speaking, if you own a private villa, you don't strictly have to insure the building.
That is wild. But I assume everyone does anyway.
Oh, absolutely. It's just prudent. And for a typical villa, comprehensive cover runs about 1,000 to 1,500 euros a year.
Okay, that's not bad at all. But what about the daily upkeep? Because a villa means a private pool, a garden.
You are taking on the upkeep, yes. Private pools generally cost about 700 to 900 euros a year in maintenance.
Okay.
And gardens range anywhere from 1,200 to 1,800 euros a year, depending on the size and, you know, how formal the landscaping is.
Right. So it's a lot of individual moving parts. It's like, okay. Well, it's like choosing between an a la carte menu and an all-inclusive resort fee.
That's a great way to put it.
With the villa, you're basically the project manager of your own pool and garden. You are hiring the guys, paying the invoices, but with the apartment or the resort townhouse.
You replace all of that individual upkeep with a single condominium charge.
The all-inclusive fee.
Exactly. You pay the condo fee, and it covers the shared pools, the gardens, the exterior cleaning. And those fees can range from a few hundred euros to several thousand for, like, highly serviced premium addresses.
So you hand over a condo fee and basically buy a simpler life.
You do.
But I'm wondering, is one of these inherently cheaper than the other? Like, if you just run the math.
The source material is actually very clear on this. And the answer is no. Neither is inherently cheaper once you draw the whole picture.
Oh, really? I would have thought paying a management company would be way more expensive.
You'd think so, but it balances out. With the condo, you are paying a management premium, sure, but they get economies of scale on maintenance. With the villa, you dodge the management fee, but you pay retail prices for the gardener and the pool guy.
Right. That makes sense.
It really just comes down to a choice of how you want to allocate your recurring costs. Do you want private control or collective convenience?
Okay, got it. Oh, and we can't forget winter absences, right? Because a lot of these are second homes.
Right. You have to factor in the modest cost of a caretaker or a management company. Just someone to go in, air out the house, flush the pipes, and make sure it's secure while you're away.
Which is pretty vital if you're not there for 5 months out of the year.
Absolutely essential.
Okay, so we've tallied up the taxes, which are remarkably low. Mm-hmm. We've tallied up the physical upkeep, which is very predictable.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's zoom out. Here's where it gets really interesting. Let's put these numbers into the context of the 2026 real estate market in Lagos.
Okay, let's do it.
Because we have to ask, how does this annual carry actually compare to the value of the asset itself today?
Well, this is the part that blows people's minds. The total annual carry, so that's your taxes plus your upkeep, commonly amounts to well under 1% of a property's worth.
Under 1%.
Consistently.
That is just, I mean, in most major markets, you'd be thrilled with 2 or 3%.
Exactly. And look at the median asking values in Lagos right now in 2026. According to the Idealista Price Index, they are firming up at close to 4,600 euros per square meter.
Which is definitely a premium price point.
It is. The asset values have climbed significantly. But here is the paradox. Because the cost of holding the property relies on local Portuguese labor rates and those delayed VPT tax assessments, the carry has stayed broadly steady.
Even while the market price has shot up.
Right. So as a share of the property's value, the carrying cost has actually eased.
It functionally gets cheaper to hold relative to its worth.
Precisely.
That is such a fascinating paradox. Mm-hmm. As the asset gets more expensive, the burden of holding it gets lighter.
And if you look at the bigger picture, in other coastal markets around the world, say California or Florida, a rising property value is actually a threat to the owner.
Oh, for sure. The market booms, your taxes adjust, and suddenly you can't afford your own house anymore.
Exactly. Skyrocketing taxes force people out.
Mm-hmm.
But here in the Algarve, that low and predictable carry of under 1% acts as a buffer.
Right.
It allows owners to hold on to their homes through changing personal circumstances, job loss, retirement, whatever it is.
It's what allows a property to, you know, sit easily within a life rather than weigh upon it.
That is beautifully put. It doesn't become a financial albatross.
So for you listening, if you are weighing a home along the Lagos coast right now in 2026, here is the ultimate takeaway from this deep dive. Don't just stare at the sticker price.
Please don't.
It's a distraction. Budget, honestly, for the IMI, the pool, the garden, and the insurance. And if you do, you're going to find a highly predictable, incredibly light holding cost that actually gives you peace of mind.
It really does. But, you know, there is one final unmentioned ripple effect from this report that I think people really need to ponder.
Oh, I love a good ripple effect. Lay it on us.
Think about the culture of a town. If a coastal region has a tax structure and a maintenance ecosystem that makes it this cheap and this predictable to hold a property long term,
yeah,
how does that fundamentally change the community?
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Right, because in high tax markets, you attract short-term speculative investors, people looking to flip properties quickly before the holding costs eat them alive.
They get in and get out.
Exactly. But here, a low carry naturally cultivates a community of generational neighbors, people who buy a house to stay.
Wow.
So it makes you wonder, does the boring math of municipal property taxes actually secretly engineer the welcoming, laid-back culture of the Western Algarve?
The tax code as a cultural architect.
Exactly.
That's a wildly provocative thought. Are you buying into a town of flippers or a town of neighbors who will actually be there for 30 years?
The math shapes the neighborhood.
It really does. It always comes back to the math. Well, we encourage you to always look past the purchase price and investigate that long-term carry, no matter where you are investing in the world.
Hear, hear.
That is all the time we have for this deep dive. Keep asking the right questions, and we'll catch you on the next one.